If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello there. What is going on? It is Nintendo PowerCast time, part two. We're coming at you again. It is episode,
Four thirty-six.
I think I updated it just now. But we're back again, two nights in a row. You know, here we are. We had a direct to react to. So I am Crawler coming at you, and we got Johnny Bo.
I just ranked out.
You did? Yeah.
Like a loser.
And we got Cheesy. How's it going?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
All right. Well, we got the we're gonna jump right into it because we did all of our stuff yesterday. So go back and listen to our prediction show because we were pretty good. But yeah, we got the direct playing here with us. We're gonna kind of go through and break it down. It's 40 minutes of stuff, and I'm sure we're gonna elaborate on some stuff and breeze over some other stuff. But we started off strong.
37 minutes of it.
I think we kind of did we say this was going to happen yesterday?
Yeah, we said it was going to happen and that it was going to come out in 2024.
And we wouldn't know a date.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're getting side order. It's a lot of bleach coral back. Are we back in Splatsville?
We are in Inkopolis Square.
Inkopolis, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, break it down for us, Cheesy.
God, it looks so cool. Looks fun. Right now we're looking at DJ Deadfish, which is one of the new characters, but a little bit of lore. That character made all the music for Octo Expansion. So all the music that you hear in Octo Expansion is by that character. So it's really cool that we get to see them in the game. But what is so cool about this is that it's a roguelike. And I feel like on this show, we are like, what is a genre that Nintendo could do that they haven't done yet? And a roguelike was one of ours that we really wanted. And to see it in Splatoon, that works so well. So I'm really excited for it. I do think that there might be some people that don't like it because it's a roguelike. And
but I think that's it's better because they did mention that in the direct that it's an experience that you can play over and over again, right?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
And I feel like even with the main game and the Octo expansion, it's those challenge rooms that you go in, you do once, you can do them with three different weapons. But after that, it's like the puzzle's kind of solved.
Yeah. And when I think about how much I enjoyed Hades, like I can only imagine how much time I'm going to put into this mode.
They didn't give it to me for free and slap you in the face. So maybe I will buy it. But we have a while for them to slap you in the face. We have another what? Till spring, right?
It said spring 24. Yeah. So
yeah. So we got 6 more months for them to slap you in the face, Cheesy, and give it to us for free.
I'm gonna guess that's coming out in June.
Yeah, I mean, anniversary of Splatoon 2, right?
Yeah,
wasn't Splatoon 2 in
Splatoon 2 was
July.
July
21st. Okay. So that would be summer.
I am interested to see how Nintendo does a roguelike.
Yeah,
because they'll probably make it like easier.
Well, when you go back and you look at like the, so when you're in the elevator, that is when you are choosing your loadout for the next room, and there is difficulty levels, so you have one that is easier, normal, or hard. But I guess it's probably just depending on what you need at that time, just like any roguelike. You're like, well, I don't want to go to the hard
choose
level, but
choose
I
your weapon, choose yeah. your choose your power up, like your special.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get to get gradually more powerful. Maybe you'll have more passive, maybe you'll get to have more, like special abilities.
They give you the dopamine damage hits, which I don't think they do that in the main game, right?
Right.
And it just, like, the aesthetic of this is just so clean.
The music is great, and I like that we're not fighting the Octarians anymore, because in the trailer for the hero mode of Splatoon 3, they said that this is the final conclusion of the Inklings and
also, Octarian aren't you an Octoling in that?
You can be, right?
Yeah, you're an Octoling, so you play as Agent 8 from Octo Expansion, so you could play as Octo Girl or Octo Boy.
Look at it. It's so clean. It's all white.
Yeah.
So we're fighting up the spire, right?
Yes.
Every game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to mention Nate's comment where he says, did you put Mario versus Donkey Kong and F-099 on your bingo card? That was the leaks. Like, I knew about the leaks, and I didn't want to say it.
But did you? I mean, like, you should have. Did you not put it on your bingo card?
No, I know. I didn't make a bingo card this time.
Oh, you usually do.
Yeah, because I saw the leak, so it would have been easy bingo. I should have done it.
Well, that was, what, two games that got leaked?
It was a lot of, like, it was pretty accurate.
Did they have Thousand Year Door?
They did. I don't know if they had Thousand Year Door.
But we did talk about Paper Mario yesterday.
But they had F-099, they had Mario Kart. Mario versus Donkey Kong that we're looking at here, which it looks really nice. Like, yeah. I'm going to pick this up. The thing that sucks about it, it's $50.
I was going to say, this
it's a Game Boy Advance game. Ties
directly into your guys' show this last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think that it looks fun. Like, I can get behind all the different puzzles, but I don't know if I want to spend $50 to play this.
And lucky for you, it's a Nintendo game, so it will never go on sale.
It will always be $50.
Yeah.
And they didn't really show any... I mean, they showed the co-op, but they didn't really show anything that's... I mean, we'll probably learn more before it comes out, but like,
yeah,
what's
probably
added from the Game Boy Advance. I mean, the last Game Boy Advance remake we saw was Advance Wars. I mean, that was two games. There have been multiple Mario versus Donkey Kong games. Maybe we'll get more than one.
Mm-hmm. But no, like, because if I got this as a gift, I definitely would play this.
It looks fun. And I've played Mario versus Donkey Kong games. They're fun. They're nice little puzzle platformers. But $50, come on. Come on, Nintendo. Come on. It should be $40. Maybe. Because this next game, Prince of Persia, is $50 as well. And it looks so much better.
But just wait, because it'll go on sale. Because it's
Ubisoft. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I mean,
Prince of Persia...
I played this one at PAX. It feels super, super fun and responsive. Nate played it as well in chat here. I mean, you have the slide and the, like, all the power ups just feel super responsive, and it'll be interesting.
It looks,
it kind of has like the Hollow Knight amulet kind of power ups that you can kind of choose how you get more powerful. Which we'll see right here.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you were playing it, did it feel like Dread? Because I know people have kind of compared it to that.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, a little bit more.
I mean, this boss fight looks exactly like one of the Dread fights.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely has its fingerprints. I mean, that similar kind of thing. But it has some time mechanics as well. I don't know if that was necessarily presented super well in the demo that we played, just because it was kind of the advice that we got was like, skip ahead, there's a cutscene at the right at the beginning and you don't want to waste your time watching that. So it was playing it Josh and Johnny style, where you just skip ahead and keep going. Not that it explained mechanics in the cutscene, but we were kind of given a vertical slice to kind of just go and play. And you kind of got to play around with the wall jumps and the dash and the bow and arrows, and it was fun. And I think it'll be a good game, but it'll definitely probably dip in price by February, March. I mean, I would think.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to buy this day one, which is dumb to buy Ubisoft games on day one, but it looks really good. I like 2D platformers.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like games that we know of that are coming out next year, like the early next year for Nintendo. And what is the Peach game? The
Peach game is March.
It's March.
So is that the earliest for like first party?
As far as we know, I think.
Yeah. So did anybody else watching this trailer for Horizon Chase get like
frame rate
motion sick watching it? Like, I was like, maybe it'd feel better if you're playing it, but I don't know.
I think I played the first one.
I think it's that's a wasn't it a Sega remaster kind of game, right? Wasn't that's where Horizon Chase is from, Sega?
Possibly, I don't know, but this, yeah, it was making me sick. It was hard to watch.
It was very hard to watch. And again, just there, I'm not going to rewind at all.
Here's another game that is way overpriced.
This is a Square Enix, though, right?
Oh, it's Konami.
Oh, Konami. Okay,
it's a $60 game.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I was gonna buy. I was gonna pick this up if it was gonna be like $20-$30, but
I mean, so it's a rhythm game. Is it not fair to put a $60 price tag on a rhythm game?
No, it's not.
No.
Unless it's Rhythm Heaven.
But even, okay, even but why? That.
Just because it doesn't, they don't, I don't know, they just don't seem like they're worth $60 to me.
But if there's not many of them, isn't that a reason to spend that much? Like, if you're someone who is a fan of rhythm games, I'm sure they don't have a problem with it.
I don't know. I feel like Teacher. Well, I don't know what the other rhythm games are called.
Well, there's the Square Enix one with the all the Square Enix music. Like, and I don't even know how much that one was.
Rhythm Theater or something like that.
Well, there's the Square Enix one. I think is like 60 or 70. But then there's also a bunch of DLC. That's like more money.
Yeah. So I mean, you want a lower price point to then incentivize people to.
Are you gonna buy it? That's the question. Are you gonna buy that rhythm game?
No, because I'm not really
into it. Then why do you care?
Devil's advocate.
we skipped the game that I don't know who it's for.
this one?
Spy Anna. Is this like an anime? Like yeah, who is this for?
It's Spy Family.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes more sense then.
I don't know anything about Spy Family, but I just know that's what this game is.
It looks like I would fall asleep playing this game, but I also
don't think it's for us.
I fell asleep playing Red Dead Redemption 2. I thought that was too slow and boring.
But Super Mario RPG looks really good.
It does, and like having been playing Sea of Stars, like you can see
with the action.
The action
with the timing.
Was this in? I've never actually played the old one. I have my SNES Classic that I could boot it up and play it, but I never did play it. Do we know?
I don't think so, because they said introducing new. Well, they said like introducing new mechanics, but they also said introducing some old mechanics. I don't know, but I think the timing is new, and I think the special is new.
Yeah, and it's nice that you can, if you can get good at the timing, then you can do damage to all the enemies on the battlefield, which is advantageous for you. Mm-hmm. But then we see something like that takes out your whole party with that train running at you. So I don't know. Did they say if you beat a boss, you can go back and do it harder? Is that what they had said?
Yeah, there's a mode.
Yeah, that's cool.
That looks really good.
I'm excited for it.
I did a poll on if Super Mario RPG should be worth $60. This is going to be a recurring theme from now on, apparently. If Super Mario RPG should be worth $60. And people are saying it should be $40 or less. And I have to agree.
I mean, they didn't have to rewrite the game, I guess. So they didn't have to pay writers and some other stuff. Like they had the source material, but it's all new graphical stuff. So, I mean, I kind of get it, but.
We're all going to pay it. Oh, also, you could get it for $50. If you use
your voucher, yeah. So this one that we're seeing here is, I forget what it was called.
Another code?
Another code.
Yeah.
It's a DS game.
It's a DS game, and then there's also, I think, a Wii version of the game that never came to the US that is on on here as well. It looks like kind of a 3D third person action mystery puzzle game kind of deal, but with heavy story elements probably. So not Johnny's cup of tea.
I don't know about that one.
I will say, like, one of my favorite things about directs is going back and watching reaction videos and seeing people that get so excited for a game that you were not excited for, but like just seeing how happy they got and knowing what this game even is really cool.
It's fake sometimes.
What do you mean it's fake?
I started crying when I saw this game.
No. Not like those kind of reactions. Like the genuine ones. Genuine. That, like,
okay. All right. Like, all right. Not from
I genuinely cried when I saw this game.
Yeah. No. But like right from the start, like fans.
Who even knows what this game is? Who knew what this game was?
Nintendo Live, Rogers Base. There's a lot of people like John Cartwright, like people that are kind of into that. The history of the Japanese games. I don't know. I just thought it was really cool to see them excited.
Okay.
Now the Peach game.
So I was not expected to see as much as we saw. And this is, it looks like it's going to be an interesting twist on a side scrolling.
I think it's going to be like Kirby.
I don't know how much platforming there is. Like, because it's supposedly like on a stage, so like are you going back and forth? There is some stuff that you see side to side, but like you also see like a cage come down and she fights a boss fight like right there.
I think we have to see more on it because each like play and character that she takes on is a different like game style
persona. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I do see kind of some of the Yoshi or the Kirby kind of esque-ness to it. We'll see.
You turn into Sword Fighter. Like Lucina.
She's a musketeer.
I think it's gonna be like a puzzle platformer kind of where you have to use certain things to solve puzzles. And yeah,
I'm not opposed to that. Puzzle games are fun.
It just like. The way the enemies interact and like the boss battles, it just reminds me of a Kirby game.
Yeah.
I'm interested. Detective
one doesn't look as fun and engaging, but.
Yeah. I'm interested to see like the other transformations and like things that we didn't see and like what else could be in the game.
Well, and that like right there, the cooking one looked like almost a Mario Party like minigame almost.
Yeah.
I like that it's like different genre. Like they could almost have different sub teams at the studio that made this and just have their own. They had their own like little mini game that they got to make for themselves, and then they tied it in into one bigger.
Okay, so it looks like you're gonna go into this. I'm assuming it's a theater.
It's a theater, and it's get interrupted.
And then each there's like doors, and you can see like the sword, and you can see a hat or something. Like you probably go into each of those.
Yeah, Mario 64 style, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Should be good. I
and it comes out in March. I thought that was going to be like a later game.
So we are getting. So this is a Square Enix game. I kind of got. I'm not familiar with Saga series, but I kind of got some Live Alive kind of vibes from it, where it's like it's these five or six different characters, and they have their own paths to go on, but it intertwines. I don't really know. That's kind of
Octopath Traveler type.
Yeah, deal. Kind of the vibe I got from it. Do we know? Is this a remake of anything, or is this?
I think it's a new one. I think they said a new entry in the Saga series.
But yeah, I mean,
I've never seen anything about the Saga series.
So you have this overworld that's definitely different, but then there's
Oh man, there's a lot of text.
It's a Square Enix game. Of course, there's a lot of text. But then there's this battle system. I think
you could have a black cat.
It looks like a panther, man.
Okay,
still a cat.
But you like move people around for when you want them to attack, and it
reminds me of what was that one that was Fire Emblem and Shin Megami Tensei? Tokyo Mirage Sessions, that's kind of how it was. And the Tomb Raider, I didn't want. I wanted the reboot series.
Nobody's going to like how these games feel after, like, modern games.
Hey, guess what, though? It's only $27.
For all three?
For all three.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, it's a piece of gaming history.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to get some weird content out of this.
Polygonal breasts, is that what you're talking about?
Because, I mean, they have the toggle between like the original graphics and the updated ones.
Updated ones that don't like shove it in your face that they're updated. Like,
yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I might pick it up. I think it's $26 right now. I think it's $30.
Is that discounted
normally
for the pre-order, or is that?
Yeah, I think it's so $30 maybe it's like 30. Normally.
Okay. So some more of Detective Pikachu. I don't know if they can sell, like, the people that are going to buy this game already are going to buy it. I don't know if showing this game helps them anymore. I mean, I don't know.
The character models are just so bad.
And now it's on a system that you have to go find the physical game. I'm surprised they didn't bundle this together.
Yeah, I'm still confused.
And this give you a Detective sequel? Pikachu.
Yeah, it's a sequel. So they were supposed to release the original.
They were, that's what I thought. Yeah.
On the Switch and this one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe down the line they'll be like, oh, surprise.
That game that you played the sequel of. The game is here's the original.
Packaged. I do like the I never played the one on 3DS, but I do like the like other abilities that the other Pokemon give you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Like it's just different from your other Pokemon spinoffs.
So Trombone, what is it called?
Trombone champion.
Champ. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought about buying it already today.
It's so ridiculous.
It looks so stupid and fun. Like,
then you have to make a video of you doing the IR camera one.
So do you just hold the Joy-Con?
And yeah, I don't know how it works. Hand?
I saw it. I was like, why not just like have it like actually be trying to do the trombone?
Somebody, I might be spending $15 to try to figure this out.
I wonder if you take that and the IR camera is pointed at the ground. I wonder if it would sense it enough. If I don't know if you could go back and forth.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So,
because that's how a trombone actually works, is you go out and back, not like in and out.
Yeah, I'm
like,
surprised they didn't do that for like the like just. Well, I guess there could be a problem if you move in and out like that.
How does this work on Steam? Because I know I Googled it on Steam because I know it had been in the zeitgeist for a little bit.
It's like your cursor, isn't it? Your mouse?
I feel like your cursor would be way easier to play this game then. This would lead to more hilarious results, I think, with the Joy-Con.
Yeah, I think I might have to spend $15 to...
Is that... Too bad it's only supposed vocal to
sound
play.
Intentionally we bad?
On, we yes. can't go online.
Like, it's supposed to sound really bad?
Yeah.
I think so. It's part of its charm.
Yeah. I laughed when this came up because I remember last year when there were so many people that were playing it, and just like all the different like music that you could play.
Well, and on Steam too, they probably could mod it and put in other music too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That looks funny. I mean, it's out now, so who knows? Maybe content will be coming your way. Is this the battle one?
It's like the battle royale.
Clash Battle Crush, which we're gonna get a beta here next month. It looks interesting. It's like I don't know how many people on a team, but it's kind of like an arena, like ring out kind of beat 'em up.
Looks like maybe three, and then everything's based off of mythical beings. It looks like a fun little battle royale. Is it gonna be free?
Yeah, it's free to play, and we're getting a beta test here, and it's coming first to consoles on Switch, so that'll be something interesting to check out. So what is this called? War Tales.
This is a Nintendo Switch
RTS console. RTS simulator kind of
game. But it's a console. There are a few exclusive RTS
stuff today.
It's first the Nintendo Switch. I might be getting a copy.
Okay.
So if I do, I'll check it out. I don't really understand what it is. Like, do you actively do anything?
I don't know. You settle and then you warlord? I don't know.
I'm actually excited about this Contra one because I didn't realize it was way forward.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Was making it. Yeah.
Does it look? It looks a little off.
Wasn't this announced back in like 2018?
It wasn't.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I mean, it definitely is. It doesn't look the best.
But I mean, it's going to have 4-person Contra, which is kind of cool. Did they say anything about online? Do we know?
I don't know.
Not sure.
I don't have the audio.
All I know is made by WayForward, so it's...
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it should be good.
Should be pretty good. What is this one?
Oh, this is
people
the
are excited
overload
about this. I don't even know what it is.
So I already listened to IGN's kind of breakdown. Per Schneider was excited about this. I guess it's within the Ogre Battle universe, I guess, maybe, but they didn't want to call it Ogre Battle. But... So, yeah, I don't know.
That
I think
looks like Fire Emblem.
Kinda. Yeah, I mean, it's tactics RTS, I think, is what it was described as.
I do like the art style.
I mean, the art style is, it's really cool. Detailed drawing. I mean, it looks clean.
The overall kind of looks like Fire Emblem, but then you have the...
Like hand-drawn kind of...
Hand-drawn... Yeah, it looks pretty nice. It's another game that I would get, play for 10 hours, and then
this
stop.
Is Atlas, I think, is who made this one.
But yeah, and it's part of a series?
Apparently, I think it's tied in with the Ogre Battles series, but they didn't call it that. It's not, this it's title is not associated with that. But
interesting that they gave it like its own kind of spotlight.
Unicorn Overlord.
Are there going to be unicorns in that? There better be unicorns.
You would hope, right?
I feel like they spent too long on Luigi's Mansion 2.
So I think, Cheesy, I think you pointed this out in your TikTok today, breaking this down. It's called Luigi's Mansion 2 instead of Luigi's Mansion the Dark Moon.
Right. And... Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon was only here in the States.
What was it called in Japan?
It was Luigi's Mansion 2.
Okay.
All right. But well, I guess like sales wise, it makes sense, especially if you go from Luigi's Mansion and then you go Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon or 2 for some people. And then the next game is just called Luigi's Mansion 3. So
Because we in the US, we were waiting for a subtitle, right? Kind of.
Right.
But it's a lot longer than the original Luigi's Mansion, right?
Yeah, there's 5 mansions, aren't there? Are they mansions?
They're mansions. I'm interested to go back to this one because I remember playing the second one when it came out. And from what I remember, I didn't enjoy it as much as the first one. I really enjoy the third one. And I don't know if the second one had kind of any influence on that because of how they changed the art style and the ghosts, and they're kind of more minion like.
Well, and it was 3D. Was it 3DS exclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, changing from a GameCube control scheme to a 3DS.
Yeah, I do remember the control scheme being kind of rough on it, like it not feeling good.
But speaking of rough, this online is not looking great.
Did the 3DS version have the online?
Uh-uh.
Or was that?
Well, they didn't even, they like gave us a shell of online stuff with 3, so maybe they can do a little bit better.
Well, and the fact that it's coming out in summer, like they got time to spend on it.
Summer could be September. So could it'll be closer to spooky season.
I know.
Well, so this was cool. This was kind of a break in the middle of it, but they were showing off Nintendo's making a thing called Nintendo Museum. And it's slated to open early next year, right?
I think March.
March next year. Yeah, I mean let's plan our field trip to Japan, I guess, right?
Yeah, we'll do a live podcast there.
Yeah, we'll go there and then we'll go to the isn't there a Nintendo World out?
There's a Nintendo World out there. But yeah, I mean, lots of just Nintendo memorabilia and other stuff that they've collected over time, and I'm sure they probably got some pretty cool stuff.
They probably have that's probably where the Game Boy went. The Gulf War Game Boy.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, because it disappeared out of
I don't think they have it in New York anymore. Yeah.
Dang.
All right. The Amiibo section was kind of exciting.
And I think Best Buy got like slammed today because I know Best Buy had them pop up. I got both the Xenoblade ones and that's a 2-pack that comes together. I think that was $30. And then the Zelda and Ganondorf ones were up separately. Ganondorf, I think, is 20 and Zelda was 16.
But we got Sora.
But we got Sora announced.
Everybody thought it wasn't going to happen.
That wasn't available for purchase yet. But
yeah. I still am blown away by that Mickey Mouse logo. Like, just that we have it on an Amiibo is wild. Is it going to say Disney on the bottom?
It will have some Disney stuff to it. But this was kind of what I've been doing this afternoon. We got F-099. They definitely ease you into it when you first boot it up. You have to go through a race
three
of 20,
different trainings.
25, 50, and then 99, all CPUs. And then you get to kind of get into the mix with everybody else. And it is chaotic. And you got to take that risk reward with your boost and your damage. And if you blow up, you're done. I have not even paid attention to my mini map. I'm looking at this.
Yeah. Trailer. What is the point of that mini map?
I don't know.
It's just,
I have not paid any attention to the mini map.
Blob. I've been... It is like, it's fun. It's enjoyable, but I don't know how long I'm going to play it because
if they give it the Tetris treatment where they come up with fun and unique things to hop in and do, then I think they'll keep people coming back.
Can they add friends to a lobby?
That was not an original feature for Tetris, but I'm sure, but it is there now. So I would think maybe that wouldn't come here in the future.
But I think you could make a lobby with friends. Like with all friends, but I don't think you could like make a I would love to have like a 4-person lobby where you all get to get into the same race.
Well, that's what Tetris 99 does.
I
think there's one where you can do as many people as you can fit, but you can also do like 4 people queue up together and go into the same 99 lobby.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
just have some people go suicide on the people and block and do sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I also, there was one point where I crashed out and I came back as some kind of tank,
a suicide boss. You can blow yourself up. I went out in 99th. I think it rolls the dice randomly for some of the people that go out first, but then you get this like suicide bot that you can detonate and blow people up.
It's fun. It's way more fun than I thought it was going to be.
And they kept it pretty clean. There's like four different machines to choose from. They have their different advantages and drawbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem laggy. I don't know.
I would say it for as much as going on as it's going on the screen. Yeah, it doesn't feel laggy. And they have an interesting way to kind of start it all off. I don't know if do they show it at all here. Yeah, so like right there, this is the starting grid for the 99 race. So it's a whole thing that takes probably 10-15 seconds to get through before you even make it to start the first lap. So you can't use boost, and you just have the zip pads to kind of make your way. It's something separate from the course. You do take a ramp to jump onto the course and then you go, and it's really cool what they've come up with. And I wouldn't be opposed to if they could find a way to do Mario Kart this way as well. That would be pretty cool.
Do you think this is their way of easing people into F-Zero and wanting to make more F-Zero games?
Hopefully. Let's get Grand Prix going.
So I saw somebody, I don't know who it was, but they were very upset about this game.
Why?
They were like, we've been waiting, 20 years, and this is what we get?
Oh.
Like, learn what your fans want. And I'm just thinking, like, there are maybe 10 F-Zero fans out there.
When's the last mainline game? Was it GameCube?
I think so.
So, I mean, that's been 20 years now. Like, most, a good chunk of the demographic on Switch has no clue about that game.
Yeah.
And they know, they only know Captain Falcon from Smash, like we were talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So, I think this is a good way to introduce them to F-Zero, and then maybe when a new title comes out, it could actually not bomb.
Yeah. And learning the mechanics of the game a little bit, where it's a risk reward kind of deal. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I have not tried playing with my
SNES
controller,
good.
But the playing with the D-pad is definitely the way to go on F-Zero 99.
Is this a League of Legends game?
Yes,
it is. Okay. I think Timu, or I don't know what the thing's name is, but I saw it on the cover art.
Oh, well, this is a very cozy game for being a League of Legends game. it's like Animal Crossing.
It's a farming sim, isn't it?
It's Animal Crossing for League of Legends characters. We're just cooking and baking here.
Definitely zoned out fishing during this.
Well, you were probably going to your Switch to try to download F-Zero 99, right?
Yeah, I did, after the Direct, I did, like, download the game and might have played on the clock a little bit.
Yeah, your boss isn't listening. You're all right.
I get a call tomorrow. So I heard what you said.
Song of Nunu?
Is this also League of Legends?
I don't think so.
It says
League of Legends story.
It's okay. Weird to have these League of Legends games on the Switch when you don't have League of Legends on the Switch.
And that's the thing. They announced, because I think they announced a whole bunch of these League of Legends things happening like last year, year before last, right? And now those games are finally coming out. We got
some more WarioWare.
WarioWare. And it's is this going to be a little more in depth than?
Oh my goodness! Oh, what the heck! Oh my! What the heck?
Did you not see this, Johnny?
I did not see that. Look at that! Look at that position! What is that position?
You have to. Oh my god! Okay.
This better be rated M.
The stuff they do with the IR camera is pretty cool, but. All right. I mean,
it's definitely a WarioWare game for sure. It's weird.
They got Squid Games.
Oh, I think I missed this trailer because I'm like, oh, it's WarioWare. I'll pass.
And people were pointing out Charles Martinet is not the voice. I mean, we already knew that, but we did get to hear the new voice. And it's fine. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it. It doesn't sound like him, but I don't know. It's Wario. Like,
all right. Yuden Chronicle? 100 Heroes?
Another JRPG.
We got a lot of turn-based JRPG kind of titles.
2D, pixelated.
Yep. Overworld, run around on the map kind of games.
Like, they look good, but like they just look like all the other ones.
Well, that one does. That's a shark man.
Oh, yeah, shark people. Okay. This game has shark people? I take that back. 100% day one buy.
Shark people.
Does look like it has some, like, town building aspects.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They all kind of become one when you see like three or four of them in one kind of
short. Yeah, like this could be Octopath Traveler for all I know.
It's a 505 Games. I don't know if I'm familiar with stuff that they've done.
Oh yeah, I know. What did they? They just came out with something.
Oh, and this is Eastward getting DLC. Mm-hmm. I started playing original Eastward. I need to go back to it, but
did you enjoy
it? Is it another farming sim? Oh no, my god. There's farming in it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
People love this game. I think people do actually like Eastward. I don't know anything about it, but it looks like another farming sim to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as overtly farming sim as like Stardew Valley, but it has like go do things, help the people out, and but yeah, I didn't get super far into it, but
Wargroove 2. Did not expect to see that.
Yeah,
actually, that was announced, wasn't it? I feel it was announced.
Was it? I don't know.
Geez, are you gonna buy this because you played Advance Wars and you're like the number one Advance Wars player now?
No. I don't know. I mean, I like this genre, and I think the more that I could spend time with it and understand like the fundamentals of how to play, yeah, I probably would enjoy it because it reminds me, you know, it's a tactical game. So like chess, I like playing chess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the first game lets you like design your own maps and stuff, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, more Wargroove. They did a good job. And then this is Dave the Diver.
Mm-hmm. Dave the Diver. People love this game.
Which I think has a demo out today, I think, right?
Oh, I don't know. But people love it. They've been playing it on Steam. I'm going to definitely pick it up when it comes out.
So is it kind of like a Battle Chef Brigade where you go catch this, you go get some stuff and then you come back and you cook it?
That's what it looks like, yeah. Is that a merman?
It's what it looked like.
This makes me want to get sushi.
There's a narwhal. Yep. I mean, yeah. When so does that come out here pretty soon then? If we got a demo,
I think it was October. It was in October.
All right. Well, and we called this one yesterday as well. So again, they're not giving us a date, but we are getting a Daisy Circuit. So more Wii courses. Ugh. But
people love it's the nostalgia blinders. People love
but we got our characters announced. We got more, I think, than we were bargaining for. Yeah. We got Diddy announced, we got Funky announced, we got Pauline and Toadette.
Peachette,
excuse me. So I'm thinking,
what is that character select gonna look like?
I think Peachette is gonna be a sub like a skin selector on Peach, probably.
Or Toad, I would think. Right? Because it's Toad is turning into Peach.
Toadette turning into
getting the crown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What was that in? That was a new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe.
Only one game. Yep. That's it. Like, I would assume maybe it will be in Wonder because Toadette is in Wonder as a playable character, but that power up is just unique and only does something for her. So I don't know. But yeah, how many? Because we only have two character select screens.
Yeah, there was only spaces two slots left. Yeah.
So is Pauline going to be a skin of somebody?
I mean, could they put all the Kongs together?
I guess maybe because all the Koopa kids are one selection. Right?
I don't
Aren't
know.
All the no, Koopa kids no, they no, they each have their separate slot. The only ones that have like alternate selects are Yoshi, Shy Guy, Metal Mario.
Hmm.
Maybe they split out Gold Mario.
Do you think we're getting another Rainbow Road?
I don't know. Wouldn't they have shown that one kind of?
I think you saved that.
We'll probably get Wii Rainbow Road.
I would like a brand new Rainbow Road. I think that would be that would be best.
Didn't we just get a Rainbow Road in the last wave or two waves ago? We got the Game Boy Advance one recently.
So yeah, there are two slots here real quick. We'll pause this. There are
I think we got DS, Johnny.
Was it DS? I thought it was GBA. So. Maybe I'm wrong.
So yeah, so we have two slots left.
They could just yeet out the Mii characters.
But the people have amiibo race suits or whatever.
And I doubt that Peachette will probably be a separate character because you have Peach and then you have Cat Peach, unless they move Cat Peach and Tanuki Mario.
So Toadette is a character, so maybe Peachette is a but I don't know. Yeah, Tanuki and they're all separate. I don't know.
It's really so they're weird. Adding what four? Adding four.
Why can't they just have Tanuki Mario and Peach Cat under their characters? Like, why do they have to take up a slot?
Well, maybe so that is what they're going to do.
When we had these three came out together, right? Petey, Wiggler, and Kamek.
Uh-huh.
And
Birdo was by itself.
Birdo was by themselves, but that's when we got all the question marks.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe they give us a new line and they give us more characters all together.
Yeah, when they release the final wave of Booster Course Wave or Booster Course 1, they announce Booster Course Pass 2.
Keep it going.
Never let it die.
But Inner Sloth showed us a new map for Among Us. Are people still playing Among Us?
I'm sure some people are.
It's a good time. Like, even though it had its time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could.
It's definitely better with voice. I can't imagine that the voting and all that stuff works that well with just random people online, but I don't know. It's good that game that they were, cause they were planning on a sequel and then they scrapped that and just decided to Innersloth just really decided to fix up the game that they had.
Hmm.
And they've been doing a lot. Is this our, this is the sizzle reel. So stuff that's either already out or soon to come out. So we got Wonder. We had Pikmin 1 and 2 physical, which is coming here pretty soon. WarioWare RPG, which just still looks really good. Again, just a random holiday and winter stuff for titles that they have, but they don't want to tell us when they come out. Peach Showtime comes out March 22nd. Luigi's Mansion. And then we get to our one last thing, which is Thousand Year Door. So more GameCube come to Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Where you guys have... looks beautiful. Like yeah. It looks beautiful.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's not that's not the water from Origami King though.
Yeah. I've not played this game, but apparently it's the best one. It's the best Paper Mario, or people think it's the best Paper Mario.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. I mean, I've played the original Paper Mario on 64 and Origami King, and I think that's it. So there's this one and Color Splash, and is there one other one?
There's Super Paper Mario on Wii,
and there's Sticker Star.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a lot actually. But yeah, this one is supposed to be pretty good. And this was GameCube, right? Like we said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is GameCube. And I think people love the companions in this game.
Yeah, which is what differentiated the Paper series kind of to begin with, was it's just the enemies can be on your team. And I mean, it's a continuation from Mario RPG, so it's kind of cool that, because when Paper started, Square and Nintendo went their separate ways, so they had to kind of.
When was the first Mario and Luigi game?
That was on
Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
So yeah, I think, I mean, they are definitely leaning into the Mario RPGs. So I think we could see, well, we already did kind of see the return of one of them.
Yeah, with Origami King.
On the DS, there was the Bowser's Inside Story.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. They remade one of the Mario and Luigi games. I could see them doing that or bringing, you know, actually, I think there is one on the Nintendo Switch Online.
Paper Mario? Oh
no! Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, Partners in Time, I think.
Was that on the GBA stuff?
Yeah, it's on GBA.
Okay.
So they are leaning heavy into the RPG for Mario, which I think is kind of like we're getting Super Mario RPG this year, and then we're getting Paper Mario
early next year. Did they give
a lot? That's a lot of RPG Mario.
They just said 2024.
Yeah. Well, still, I mean, it's still within a year of the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga on the GBA Switch Online.
So I made a video about how Nintendo is giving us too much Mario.
Mm-hmm.
We got Super Mario Bros. Wonder in October. We got Mario RPG in November. We got Mario Kart Tracks. They said holiday, so probably December. We got Peach in March. We got Luigi's Mansion in summer. We got Mario versus Donkey Kong next year. We got Paper Mario, A Thousand Year Door. That's a lot of Mario.
But with all of the stuff that we saw, Peach is kind of the only new thing. Everything else is kind of a remake. Mm-hmm. and they seem to be gun shy, giving us like a layup would have been Metroid Prime 2 and 3 that we talked about yesterday, or the long rumored Wind Waker Twilight Princess 2-pack, or I mean, a lot of stuff. Again, that's more remake stuff, but does that pretty much make you feel more confident that January, February next year we'll get a come see what's coming our hardware?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is like this next year is like the swan song of the Nintendo Switch, because it is just, you know, there's a couple new games, but it is mostly remakes and remasters.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, Square and Atlas and all those companies still continue to put out either remakes or reimaginings of their classic stuff. The Switch is a museum of games at this point. And it's a JRPG, like, just shrine at this point as well. So, I mean, if the successor is backwards compatible, like it should be, you could just get to continue taking that stuff forward, which is really good.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, Luigi's Mansion comes out summer of next year. Do you think that we'll be playing on a new console at that time, or we still will have just the Switch?
I think we'll get the new console next holiday. So I think Luigi's Mansion will come out like right before.
What month did Xbox and PlayStation launch?
November.
Was it really that late?
Yeah. I think it was the first week of November for one of them and then the second week for the other.
I think they had such a successful launch with the Switch coming out in March that the early adopters got it. It was out of stock for however long it was, and then they were able to build up inventory for the holiday. I think that played out so well that we might see that again. I foresee either a March launch, March, April, or September launch, so that they can have an initial wave. Because even if they do September, they could do like an initial wave and only do X number amount of consoles, have the scarcity factor there if they want to have that to get the buzz going about it, but then also have a stockpile ready to go for end of November, December for everybody. But I think trying to stay away from just the craziness of trying to do a launch in November, because those two consoles did not launch great for Xbox and PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are other sub factors as well, but I mean, the hottest thing on the market, you want to make sure you get your initial wave kind of done and then also be able to sell it that holiday as well.
Yeah, I think they sold out, didn't they? Like the PS5 definitely sold out.
Yeah, everything. You couldn't find a console for
that was also 9 months. The
pandemic.
The heat of the pandemic.
And chip shortage. Chip
shortage.
Yeah. Yeah. It is really funny.
The Suez Canal and all that stuff.
It's funny if you go back and look at the tweet when Nintendo announced that NX will be releasing in March. The replies in that are so funny to like look back on, because they're like, who launches a console in March? Are you kidding me?
Also, they announced that the NX... that the NX was going to launch the next March. So it was like,
yeah,
they tweeted in what, April or something, and they said NX will launch next March. And then they had the reveal in October. Then they had the big presentation in January, and then it launched in March.
I mean, there is no E3. So like they've proven that everyone has proven that they don't need an E3 to launch a console, especially Nintendo. They can do their own event and have people tune in. But
is E3 officially dead? Like, have they said the word that it's dead?
No, I mean, but in the eyes of a lot of people, it is. ESA broke up with ReedPop.
Mm-hmm.
That came out, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Like, pretty much during PAX, I think it came out. And the ESA is just too greedy when it comes to their show. And they wanted, and that's what drove people away. Like, the people that made E3, the vendors, the developers, the console makers, all that kind of stuff. If they're charging the little indie guy $100,000 or whatever it is to come set up shop, that's either all of their marketing budget or way too much of it. And then you have to build out a booth. So, like, find a better way, like, turn PAX into something a little bit bigger. Like, Nintendo proved that they can be PAX adjacent and have, they had, and I think Josh said it was twice as big or three times as big than what they had at E3 2019 at Nintendo Live. Mm-hmm. And that was, they only had one new game that they were showing. Everything else was already out.
Right.
And so if they can find ways to get creative with, I think Jeff Keighley would be smart to go partner with ReedPop or something like that and put on an event and have people have booze and do something like that. But only because he has kind of a lot of the connections already, but something bringing it back to the people and take the ESA out of it, because they were just getting greedy, I think would be good. But that's just us as fanboys being wanting, we want our Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think, because if you look at some of the previous summers that we've had, it's all kind of disjointed. And when you know the stuff is coming, the rest of the world also pays attention. You get more media coverage from the bigger outlets and stuff as well. But I don't know. I don't know when they'll launch a console.
I think they're going to reveal it in January, launch it in March. Peach is a launch game.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sick of waiting. Sick of waiting. Like, all right. This is a side note. And I hope if we get, you know, when we get a new, more powerful Nintendo Switch or whatever it's going to be, I hope these third-party games give free updates, because I've been playing, I just got Mortal Kombat on the Switch, and it's absolute dog trash. It is garbage, and it should be a crime that they're charging the same price as the other platforms.
Yeah, I learned my lesson because I got 11 on Switch, and then I bought it on PlayStation because, it does not look good on.
Now I got to try to make my money back. I'm making videos and memes off of it. All right.
Yep.
NetherRealm, if you're listening, it sucks.
So as
that's not necessarily their fault, though. That's your fault for buying a $110 Mortal Kombat game on a Switch.
So as far as the direct goes, how are we feeling?
I was going to say 5 out of 10, but there was no Metroid. So 3 out of 10. It was just okay. It was just an okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as good as it could be for the end of the life cycle that we're into, but I mean, we're making it up that it's the end of the life cycle, but
we got 3 more years of this.
I mean, we were pretty much right with something for NSO. I was kind of hoping for more titles to be announced for NSO would be nice. The 64 is kind of sitting in, like, we got Excitebike like last
Where's
month.
GBA? Where's GBA games? When was the last time we got one of those?
So, I mean, more of that kind of stuff. I don't like that they probably know exactly when they're launching Mario Kart Booster Pack. Like, they know exactly. I don't know why the cloak and dagger just to
have another
just to get the tweets out. I mean,
they get a bunch of engagement on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think as far as it's weird, as far as directs, like, yeah, it was okay, wasn't bad, but wasn't great. But then, like, looking at all the games that we have coming out, it's pretty good. Like, it was just in that direct, we knew a lot of it already. So, like, there wasn't really a reason to have a direct. There's a couple of new games in there that are exciting, but everything else is like, we knew that, and I'm excited. So, cool. But
I watched the PlayStation one today. Was there any parody of games?
That was... PlayStation was rough.
PlayStation was kind of all over the place. For them saying it was going to be indies and other stuff, they had a look at Spider-Man. They had some other, like, I was just kind of had it on the side when I was at work. But
that first game that they opened with turned me off. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to watch this.
And more PSVR stuff. Like, the Ghostbuster stuff looks kind of cool, but, like, who has PSVR too?
So real quick, Johnny, I was thinking the same thing, but I was aware of what that game was, Baby Steps, which is like this guy who's sitting on his couch and playing video games for way too long and his parents kick him out and whatever. And like, he doesn't know how to walk. So like, that's why the controls
look so... Oh, there was no context in that whole opening.
I know. I can't remember when they showed it during
a horrible game.
Yeah. So it's one of those games that you are... like getting over it with
getting over it or only up or it's in that vein,
but you have to control his legs and
like Octodad.
Yeah. Like Octodad. Exactly. But when they were just showing it with like nothing, like there was no talking. It was just him moving.
There was talking. And that's what turned me off.
he's like stump and then tree. And then ledge.
And then there was another guy.
Yeah.
Like, it was so stupid. And then, like, PlayStation was like, we got mature games. This game has the F-bomb in it. Oh, look, this next game also has the F-bomb in it.
And then Nintendo's like, we have a Princess Peach game.
She has a ribbon in her hair.
It's so funny. So when they were showing that trailer and Hannah was watching it, She likes Zelda more than she likes Peach, and she's always kind of felt that way because Peach doesn't really fight for herself. So then they showed the trailer and they're like, oh, and she fights with a ribbon. And Hannah was like, that's the weapon they gave her. And then right after that, she turns into like sword fighting Peach and then all of these different characters. But yeah, I was a little worried too. I was like, oh no, this is another Super Princess Peach.
Yeah, I was worried there too. Because there's a thin line. Like, I understand that they're trying to appeal to that audience. But, like, if you go over the top, like if you do too much, it becomes offensive. But I think it looks like it's balanced much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But PlayStation's got the mature games.
They
and Foam Stars. They got a beta coming out.
There's going to be a beta. Oh, yeah. I can rest easy that I didn't play it at PAX, and I can play it now.
Let me know how it is.
It looks like it's a knockoff of Splatoon.
It does, but I'm very curious to see how it plays.
Alrighty. Well, that was the direct. We got games coming out. I mean, that's one thing. Like,
yeah,
we got a game almost every month, right? For the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think so.
Or at least something. Yeah. Cause we
have anything this month?
Pikmin.
No, oh, Pikmin not physical.
Not really. That's been already out.
Yeah.
But October, I mean, we're going to be eating okay with Wonder. I think Wonder's going to be, everyone's going to have a good time with Wonder.
Wonder right into RPG.
And then booster pack.
Yeah. Who knows what? And then
that's a weekend version
in the beginning of the year, but
yeah. But let us know what your favorite game was in the comments below or, you know, wherever. I think Spotify, they can leave comments, right?
It depends on if he has it set up.
I think Josh has his.
Yeah.
I told Josh he had the. So hopefully you're listening to this episode after our prediction show because we did this two nights in a row, two numbered shows this week. You know, I let Josh know he had to upload a episode. I haven't even checked if it went up. So hopefully you get these in order, and we'll catch you guys next week for some more. Be sure to check out Communication Air Podcast. That's what usually drops on Tuesday mornings.
Drops on Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't, go follow them on YouTube, because they need more. Go follow us on YouTube too. We have a YouTube channel. If you've listened for an hour and 8 minutes now, 9 minutes,
you're the real persons.
Yeah.
Real fans.
So yeah. Let me get to the right thing here so I can do the outro, and we will catch you guys next time. Take it easy. We'll be right back.